American space tourist Denis Tito is aboard the International Space Station. The Russian Soyuz spacecraft, nicknamed Tito's Taxi, docked with the space station early today after the space shuttle Endeavour headed back to Earth. Tito paid $20 million for the trip. NASA raised strong objections about sending a civilian to the station while it's still under construction, but Earthbound space enthusiasts are delighted to see one of their own in space. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Let's set the record straight. This is not the first time a non-professional astronaut has gone into space. The Russians sent a Japanese journalist to the space station Mir in 1990. NASA was once enthusiastic about giving rocket rides to Americans outside the astronaut corps. Two members of Congress rode the shuttle in the 1980s. They just happened to have oversight over NASA's budget. Marcia Smith of the Congressional Research Service notes that NASA's enthusiasm dimmed after the shuttle Challenger exploded in 1986, killing would-be space teacher Krista McAuliffe.
And so I think it's understandable as to why they're a little gun-shy about this. And even when they were talking about flying non-professional astronauts, it wasn't so much them paying money for it, which I think does, for NASA, put a different cast on it also.
The space agency has said visitors will be welcome at the space station as soon as it's ready for company. John Logsdon of George Washington University's Space Policy Institute says that with the station still under construction, these safety concerns are warranted.
It's still early in its construction phase, and to have someone on board who doesn't contribute to the mission is a distraction.
But maybe all this concern about safety amounts to focusing on the negative. That's what Denis Tito seems to think. Tito, a former NASA engineer, said recently on CNN's Larry King show that the U.S. Space Agency is missing a good opportunity to use him as a fundraiser for space travel.
The space program budget has been on a decline in real terms for the last 10 years. This is an opportunity to get the general public excited about the space station. You know, people can live vicariously through someone like myself who can relate that experience.
So far, Tito's flight has served to underscore the rough edges on NASA's relationship with the Russians. George Washington University's John Logsdon says these differences should not come as a surprise. The key thing is that NASA learns to work these things out. After all, he says the Tito flight is bringing a key replacement part, a new escape vehicle for the space station.
Russian contributions are absolutely essential to the operation of the International Space Station. In particular, the Soyuz capsules are the lifeboats, and the ground rules say you don't put a crew up there without a lifeboat. So no Russian contributions, no space station.
There are lots of people out there who are hoping desperately that Tito will be the first of many ordinary people who get to escape the bonds of gravity. John Spencer runs an organization called the Space Tourism Society. He says that all forms of travel were risky in their infancy.
It is dangerous, but that's part of the thrill, part of the interest of it. But people need to explore, need to go to places that are new, need to have new experiences. And one of the new areas is low Earth orbit and eventually the moon and someday to Mars.
For space tourists on a trip to Mars or just to low Earth orbit, the big challenge remains getting along with your fellow travelers. Larry Abramson, NPR News.